This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have
an... All right, Robert Barnes is our guest. He just heard that desperate paramedic. We wanted to stay on it, just telling us, you know, three calls a day, people collapsing, people getting sick, people dying, old people can't get out of bed. And we've had the nursing home managers call, and they go, yeah, they've got 20 people, we got 50, we got 100. It's always the same story. Suddenly, none of them come to dinner for a week. Then a bunch start dying. This was all pre-planned, Barnes. I mean, clearly, we can see the design. They administer their plan. Will they get away with it? I think, and I know, they're getting a lot more pushback than I think they thought they'd get. What do you think?
No doubt about it. I mean, they definitely got a lot more pushback from the court of public opinion because in part of shows like this and audiences like these. Because, you just look at 2 years ago, public opinion about if you labeled a drug vaccine, magically you would get 90% plus approvals that think it's completely safe, totally effective, no problems. Because the last two decades, they've been very effective suppressing the memory that, you know, a drug is a drug. You can put any label on it you want. It's still a drug. And just calling it a vaccine doesn't make it magically from God. And so it's still a drug made by a drug company or the state in some capacity. And there's a long, notorious history of that not turning out well, a long, notorious history of them lying about it, a long, notorious history of it backfiring just a few years, sometimes many decades
later. And what are they going to do when the majority of medical doctors, nurses, and pharmacists I know on the street say it's pure bull? I mean, I was talking to a high-level UT board member yesterday, and they said, no, my doctor said don't take it. It's not safe. So, I mean, the majority of doctors know this is bad.
Oh, I mean, you look at it, disproportionately doctors and nurses are the ones that are not willing to take it. I mean, now you have about 30 to 40% of the country that has concerns about taking this vaccine, about the safety and efficacy of it, about being reluctant to
take it. They'll never be able to bully a number. That's why they want to get us down to maybe 10%, and they want to practice bullying us, but they're not getting to the manageable level, are they?
Not at all. And that's why they started waging war with government-complicit participants against Bobby Kennedy's organization and the Children's Health Defense at the Defender, because they have a suit that's actually pending in California that arguments are taking place this week about whether it can go forward against Facebook, against Zuckerberg, on the grounds that Zuckerberg was acting as a secret agent of the government in suppressing the information that Bobby Kennedy's organization was trying to get out there. And all he does is distribute information that's publicly available.
And by the way, did you see Mercola's letter where he shows that he and 11 others, including Robert Kennedy Jr., were listed basically as terrorists by Bill Gates Foundation subgroup, and they said you cyber command the Pentagon and the Army physically against them? So Big Pharma is so desperate now, not up to kill the old folks in the old folks' homes, now they're literally talking about using counterterrorism forces against Robert Kennedy Jr.
Exactly. And this is Bobby Kennedy Jr. I mean, he's not some right-winger. I mean, he comes from the most prominent liberal democratic family in the history of the country. But he's just willing to raise questions about he believes in informed consent, and he's willing to raise questions about the medical establishment because he's seen them lie over time. And he's been willing to raise
whatever
questions
happened
about
to my body, my choice.
Exactly. And that's his core view across the board. And he is willing to distrust the white lab coat crowd and distrust the intelligence apparatus. And he has been highly critical, especially of Bill Gates, talking about Bill Gates and overlapping involvement in big tech, big ag, and big pharma. And that's a scary combination to have one billionaire, one oligarch, and a disproportionate influence in those three economic areas. Then you combine it with the way he has co-opted and bought off almost every public health authority in the world. Not just the World Health Organization, but almost every other public health authority. And the only few he's been outed from is the countries he's been exposed in, like in India and like in parts of Africa. And it's only a matter of time before the country comes to the awakening of who Bill Gates is. But what's great is we are at record levels of public recognition of the risks of vaccines and big pharma and state coercion. We're at record levels of the American people knowing about the Nuremberg Code and the informed consent rights and the limits of emergency use authorization. So the world is changing thanks in large part to programs like InfoWars. And the InfoWars audience continuing to not only support InfoWars, by going to InfoWarsStore.com, but also by getting the messages and sharing the links and sharing the
content. That's right. I mean, Kennedy's speaking to crowds of a million plus people. Panic him. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate fish oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got doctors, we got nurses, we got paramedics, we got them lined up massively. And I'm going to get to everybody on the board. Danny, Brian, Russell, Mike, Katie, Brian, Jenny, James, and Lynn. You may all just get a minute or a half or so, but I'll get to every one of you, and I appreciate you holding. I also need to hit Andy with setting up checkpoints, attacking people around the country and in Europe, and what's behind that. I'll do that in the last segment. But Barnes, before you get out of here, spend a few minutes on other issues. Good news, people are waking up. They thought they'd have 90% vaccine by now. They're closing their vaccine centers around the world. People aren't buying it. You're leading the charge on that. Robert Kennedy Jr., we are. But the general public really is the tip of the spear. If they just educate folks and share your interviews and my interviews and Robert Kennedy's and Dale Bingtree and all that, it's going to be game over. And if the listeners, all these great nurses and doctors and medical workers, call and talk radio and say, this is who I am, or go knock on the local station and say, here, I'm a local doctor, and, you know, I want to speak. Without being scared of the local clinic firing you, they can't fire us all. I mean, this is a war. But at least anonymously call in or anonymously write letters to the editor. The point is, every person you touch, even if it's the person that works at the newspaper, and they don't even publish it, they still see that. And so don't let them think that you're powerless. But what about trying to trigger the riots, trying to make the financial collapse because of inflation they've triggered, look like it's a racial issue this summer? Clearly, they want to hide the economic crisis they've created, the consolidation, the lockdown, knowing this would cause inflation, knowing it would cause scarcity. They want to hide that behind racial injustice and use that, use the collapse in the economy to even bring globalists into more power with a universal basic income, which is gives them total control and surveillance and medical tyranny and forced inoculation for your payment. That's the Holy Grail. We're only a few months away from that. And then you've got the feds indicting Chauvin and others today. Talk about that for us.
Sure. So, I mean, on the Chauvin trial, what we're seeing is the continued political weaponization of the entire prosecutorial and police process. So we're seeing that they want to convert America's police into their own secret Stasi, their own style KGB operation. They want a politicized, weaponized police and prosecutorial process in America. That's why they're using the guise of the Derek Chauvin case to now take over the Minneapolis Police Department. They're using the guise of the Breonna Taylor case to take over the Louisville Police Department. They did this before when they went after the Baltimore Police Department and the Chicago Police Departments under Obama in 2014-2015. People can go back and look at how that turned out. Crime skyrocketed, problems rose, corruption expanded, and civil rights did not improve meaningfully. So that's part one of what's going on with Chauvin. The second part of what's going on with Chauvin is, it turns out, of course, a juror lied to get onto the Chauvin jury, basically was a BLM activist who was a part of podcast broadcasting his activism, went to public protests with Floyd family members broadcasting his activism, basically went on afterwards and told people, it was encouraging people to plant themselves onto trials, onto jury trials. This was like a Klan-style tactic from the 1950s. to hide your Klan identity, to sneak onto a trial, to make sure civil rights wouldn't occur in a lot of high-profile.
And is that surprising? The Democrats literally, the modern incantation, not the Thomas Jefferson Democrats, but the one since, you know, 1866 or so, has been the Klan. The Klan was the governing council of the Democrats, so we wonder why all their tactics are Klan. Just now they're having blacks and minorities do it, run by actual Klan members who are always racially based and just wanted power. We're literally facing the Democratic Party with KKK tactics.
Exactly. The Klan was wildly effective. I mean, the Klan managed to weaponize the mob. The Klan managed to make basically legal justice turned into mob justice. The Klan was able to intimidate voters and coerce certain voting patterns. They're just taking the things they learned from the Democratic Party's long alignment with and largely creation of the Klan. You dig in deep, you find out the Klan was not an organic, authentic group. The Klan would rise and fall depending on what the politicians in power supported them or not. They were weaponized tools of the establishment infrastructure local to the community. They were not some organic group. That's why, you know, the supposed, you know, people said Klan made up of poor white people. Totally false. Those poor white people, there would have been some rich white people hanging from trees. There weren't.
Exactly. So you've got the outer Klan that is the idiots that they send out to do things. But this was the rich planners controlling the poor white people with a gang that they were supposedly had to support that was going to protect them from the blacks.
No, completely. I mean, all it was, and indeed, Klan actually targeted labor activists. Klan targeted white sharecroppers and white tenant farmers. You know, people go back to look. The majority of poor whites could not vote in most Deep South states from 1896 until 1968 for almost a century. It wasn't just exclusion of black voters. There's a reason why Mississippi had fewer voters in 1900 than 1860. And that wasn't because there was a bunch of slaves voting in 1860. It was because a lot of almost poor whites were systematically removed. You know, Matt McConaughey, a local Austinite, portrayed that character in The Free State of Jones. There was a lot of that kind of working class coalition making. And in order to break that up, that was also where the Klan was useful. So the Klan is also a political permission slip for sociopaths and psychopaths to act out their criminal pathology. That's why these guys always have domestic violence records and criminal records. And if you look at it, just take the same thing and just shift it. Put a new name on it. Instead of Klan, call it Antifa. Instead of Klan, call it BLM. Instead of Klan, call it parts of the Black Panthers and militia movements from the 1960s, 1970s on the left. Weather Underground, other components. That's all they're doing. But the Klan is the most relevant template because it's almost precisely what Antifa is doing and partially what BLM is doing. And they just had their great success in the Chauvin trial.
Exactly. It's a hidden group, mainly political, manipulating groups against each other. And then it's got a paramilitary arm that goes out and terrorizes people. That's Antifa. And Antifa's main funder is a former Nazi collaborator who actually works with Nazis to overthrow the Hungary leader, and the trying now, and the leader in Ukraine. I mean, he literally funds Nazis to overthrow governments, but because he's Jewish, he's allowed to do it. It's totally sick.
Completely. And if people want to look at Antifa, if Antifa was legitimately an anarchistic group, a group that was opposed to capitalism, why have they never attacked the Federal Reserve? Why do they never attack Wall Street banks? You know, I mean,
why do you think the mayor suddenly says, we're going to unmask him, we're going to arrest him, we're going to convict him? Why is he finally standing up to Antifa in Portland?
I think all of that is to let the local community know that he's really in control. Don't be afraid of Antifa because they're really an extension of us. They're an extension of our political machine. And
they turn them loose, and then the government's the savior of their own army.
Exactly.
It's like a Pied Piper brings the rats, then he plays the flute, takes the rats away. You sell out your children to him.
Precisely. It's exactly the way the Klan worked. It's exactly the way the Klan functioned. Remember, repeatedly, there'd be different times where they would crack down on the Klan. The reality is whenever they wanted to unleash a privatized mob violence, they would let the Klan get big and grow strong. Whenever they decided they didn't want that, they'd pull them back. Then they'd unleash them, then pull them back. They're just using Antifa in the exact same way. It shows you how controlled Antifa really is. These so-called anarchistic radicals. Now, nobody would confuse them with the Molly Maguires from the late 19th century. These aren't really...
And you know about the Klan because some of your earliest stuff as a lawyer's been fighting them. I mean, it's fascinating history. We also have the FBI's long history of working with the Klan as well.
And does anybody doubt that there aren't major FBI informants as part of all this, encouraging it? I mean, we now know about January 6th that there were FBI informants all over the place. in key positions, trying to
posing as saying they were Q, manipulating people in there.
Exactly. One after the other, after the other, after the other. Key members of Proud Boys, key members of Oath Keep, all these people that supposedly were independent groups, the ones that were actually active doing crazy stuff that day, it turns out disproportionately were either connected to or were themselves government informants. The so-called head of the Proud Boys turned out to have a multi-year relationship with them. People can go back and watch the church committee. There was a bunch of key Klansmen that were FBI informants. Some of them were actually FBI agents. Does anybody doubt the same thing is happening with Antifa? And why is it the FBI has never figured out who Q is? Maybe because Q is really part of the FBI at some level? So I think...
That's right. You called it before it all happened, and it almost set me and the president up, and we barely got out of it. Well, what a fiasco. Hey, pick a time right now. You're coming back next week for an hour, please. This is fascinating. We got 20 seconds. Tell people about the show you're hosting. Folks, put his lower third up, please.
Sure. Yeah, so if people want more information, they can go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com. That's where we put up a bunch of hush-hush episodes and other things about alternative theories about the way the world operates. And I'll be on next Tuesday.
All right, next Tuesday, you're coming on with us. We'll be back with your calls, troopers. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live broadcasting worldwide. It's 2:20 Central. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 8 p.m. I'm going to do an extra 2 hours live, and we're going to take your calls then. And the great part about Sunday Live is we only do the local ads, so it's only like 6 minutes of ads an hour, so we'll have a lot of time to take your calls from people who have a view on the vaccine or have a report about the vaccine. People love the vaccine. You're welcome to call in. No one has done that yet. Telling me how wonderful it is or how great it is. All we've seen is death and destruction. We're taking your phone calls right now. I appreciate everybody holding so long. I'm going to take the calls in the order they are received. I'm going to move quickly. Brian in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
I want to say Body Ease got my wife off of ibuprofen 800 for 2 years now, so thank you for that product.
Thank you.
And I also have a bone to pick with you about Super Blue. I'm down to my last tube. I need you to rebrand, maybe bring it back in with Dr. Jones Naturals. We need it back.
Well, let me tell you what happened with that. You saw hundreds of articles in the national news saying Alex Jones says he has a cure for coronavirus. I never said that. Had nothing to do with coronavirus. The product had been out for like 7 years, but because it had natural silver in it, and they were saying I had committed this crime and they wanted me arrested, and they had gone and were trying to get them to do this, and then they kept saying he won't stop selling it, he won't stop saying it's a cure, and so basically we stopped selling it just because they wouldn't stop saying it, and Letitia James, the same lady that sent everybody into the nursing homes to kill everybody. She's the same way investigating herself right now, kept saying she wanted me to be arrested. And so instead of, because, I mean, they were setting it up, okay? And I'm not at liberty to get into all of it and break it all down, but that's an example of how they say you're doing something that you could argue is illegal, and then saying that you're doing it, and then they create that perception like, he's the white supremacist, kill him. You know, like kill Tucker Carlson here, and then, you know, and he's not a white supremacist. Even if he was, he doesn't deserve to die. So that's the type of terrorism goes on with these guys. I will tell you that an even bestseller was the tooth whitening with the and it's the same thing. I'm running out of mine. No more was produced. My wife's like, where is it? I want more. And it's a big bummer. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, somebody else should just come out and do it themselves, and, you know, good for them. Because you got to pick your battles. And they were framing me. And so that's why sometimes you just got to turn loose, you know, at that point. But I hear you. Hey, our activated charcoal is super concentrated, super strong toothpaste. Folks love it. But let me tell you a little secret. We do have another toothpaste coming out very, very soon. I'm going to leave it at that. So I got to get to all the callers. Brian, go ahead.
Yes, sir. So the reason we call it is the vaccines. Unfortunately, my wife's mother got the first shot of the Moderna and had a period issue, went into the hospital. They thought they seen some kind of cancerous thing. Anyway, it's all the way escalated now to where she's had a full hysterectomy, and they're trying to get her on chemo. So we.
And by the way, sir, I'm not laughing at what happened to your mother, but how obvious, or her mother, how obvious. They say, oh, you get a bunch of bleeding, and even old ladies have their periods come back, and it grows a bunch of tumors in your breast and uterus, but don't worry, ignore those. Then the doctors check it, and it's real cancer. So again, they're giving people cancer. Is that not insane?
They didn't even consider it. I mean, they just went straight into, let's go to surgery. Now they're trying to get her into chemo in case they miss something. it's out of control.
You see how it works? They give you tumors, which even the God AP, the God Reuters, the God the New York Times admit these tumors. But isn't that so? Let me ask you this question. Is she listening to you now?
Unfortunately, you know, they're, you know, good country folks that, you know, they. I've always been the crazy one. You know, I've listened to you since 2001.
So let me ask you, ask her this. If she was out in Arizona and a rattlesnake bit her and her leg swole up, would she say the rattlesnake did it? Or would she go, I'm a good Christian lady. I like that diamondback. I mean, again, no, I've got family the same damn way. My grandmother said, my doctor told me that they gave me polio and he was sorry in the vaccine and I forgave him. So you stop talking about that on air. We'll do what we're told. I mean, it's disgusting. And I love my grandmother, damn it. God! Excuse me, go ahead.
Right now, she's not planning on getting the second dose, and my wife is trying to keep her out of, you know, going through chemo, and she doesn't seem like she's very into that as an option either. So hopefully, you know, she recovers from this.
I agree, brother. You should sue the living snot out of the people that did it. I don't care if they claim vaccine protection. It's not a vaccine, Nuremberg trial, because you can bring the literature to your mother-in-law and show her where they admitted, oh, don't worry, you get a bunch of tumors in your uterus and your breast, and men get them on their testicles. Those aren't bad tumors. But then the doctors go check them, and they're damn cancer. They gave her cancer. They activated that. Gosh, can you believe that, evil brother?
The inserts are blank, so we can't even use that in court.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, the level of evil is just unbelievable. It's just so diabolical. Brian in New York, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First, I just want to say thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Appreciate the work that you do. You know, to scare you, Alex. That's why they want to kick you off the airwaves. But we'll keep fighting the good fight. God bless you. Thanks.
Well, thank you, brother. What's your point? Go ahead.
So, you know, I've taken many medications, vaccines, you know, in my life, but I've never seen one with a propaganda campaign behind it. And it's kind of scary. I think we're being lied to by everyone in charge. And if you even question anything, you know, I know you saw what Joe Rogan said the other day on his show, totally fair-minded, reasonable take on the vaccine. And he was thrown through the mud. You know, if you dissent at all from the media and from the machine, you're going to be censored, you're going to be punished. And I, my question to you, Alex, is how did it get this way, and what do we do the next few years? I mean, if people say...
Well, brother, I mean, it's like termites getting an old barn or an old house, and the place still looks okay until the wind comes by and blows it over. And so evil just grows to a point, and the bottom falls out. The bottom's falling out because the general public is in a trained trance. And so they're so selfish and so normalized that their life... If you were asleep, you wouldn't care if a spider was biting you. Well, they're asleep, and everybody's very childlike and very silly. People aren't serious. They don't like to have a responsibility, and so that's what happens. And so you got to get them out of the trance and just get in their face, brother.
You know, the mindset is, you know, the government will give us our rights back when the pandemic is over, and it's just not the case. It ends when we decided that it ends.
Well, that's right. Government never gave us our rights. We demanded it and had a constitutional bill of rights to enshrine it.
Right, like, God gave it.
Exactly. Brian, anything else?
No, I just want to say thank you again for everything that you do.
Thank you, man. We're in it together. All right, start your engines. When I come back, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 calls. I will take every one of them in the next segment because I got one last segment. I got to hit the Antifa videos because I got the crew to get me a whole bunch of videos of insanity. I mean, from Spain to the U.S., they are got people at gunpoint. They're just setting up checkpoints like police, screaming and yelling at everybody. And just taking over, and the police do nothing. I mean, my God, I pull up to a checkpoint with the Antifa running and pointing guns at me. That's a deadly weapon. I'm going to defend myself. It's better to be tried by 9 than carried by 6. And I have no desire to kill Antifa. They are sacks of meth head, devil worshiper garbage. But I'll tell you this, I'm going to defend myself from you sacks of trash. We'll be right back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Phone calls right now. Really amazing taking these calls. One person calling in with a good story about the vaccines, but everywhere else you get censored
on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, nurses, doctors, the people that have gotten sick, people that have lost loved ones, tell their stories, and they say, sorry, it's not allowed. And then the mother of Breonna Taylor, who the cops did accidentally shoot, the no-knock warrant, Rand Paul got a law passed to stop it. He got physically attacked for doing it. They kept saying, say her name when he's got to pass the law. Shows the ignorance of the left brainwashed minions. And even Breonna Taylor's mother says that Black Lives Matter are communists and don't help her or anybody else. She got taken off Facebook and blocked. Because they own her daughter now. They use her to cause a race war, not to get justice. Kate in Kansas, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome. You are a nurse. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, I am here to tell you that our healthcare industry is completely compromised. People need to know that. Principled people need to speak out, regardless of what the consequences may be. I have a friend who's married to a healthcare administrator. This man knows that this whole thing is fake, that these vaccines, so-called, I call them pseudo-vaccines, are deadly, and yet he has presided over vaccinating elderly people in a nursing home, preparing these vaccines for people who come into the clinic, keeping the hospital going with vaccinated people. And I asked his wife why, and she said, if he doesn't do it, they'll lose their funding. And I said, let him lose it. Close it all down. I'd rather see it closed than these people killed.
Well, that's right. All it's going to take is the administrators going public, because the whole thing's about money. $53,000 for somebody they intubate. No wonder Cuomo's like, we need ventilators, ventilators, because he's being paid off by those groups that came out to do that. Isn't that evil?
It's totally evil, and we need to start thinking about how we're going to build an alternative to the so-called healthcare system. I work in it, and I know it's rotten from the inside out, and there are compromises made all the time, and I'm frankly disgusted with it.
What are your colleagues? What are your colleagues saying about all this? Are they seeing through it?
You know, Alex, the industry in which I work is so woke. It's all about Kamala Harris's ethics, you know, and equality, and everybody's got to have the same thing. And it's just tragic. That's all.
They're like a bunch of 10-year-old spoiled brats that have all the fake rights they want, but all their real freedom and their very lives being taken.
It's all fake. It's all fake. So I just don't go along with it. I speak out everywhere. I'm not afraid. I may lose my job over this. Fortunately, the place I work for is enforcing these pseudo-vaccines, and I will never take one, and I tell everyone not to. But we've got to build an alternative healthcare system, and I'm
hoping. Well, let me tell you what's happening. I should be getting a lot of these names, but Sunday I'm going to go 4 to 6 p.m. We've already gotten the EMT's name that wanted to say more. If you've got time on Mother's Day, if you can't, I understand. If you want to give us your name and number, we won't share it. We'll throw it away, you know, put it on a piece of paper and then throw it in the trash and shred it once you're on Sunday. But if you'd like to be on for, you know, 5 minutes, call you, put you directly on, not hold for an hour, I'd love to have you on to tell us more about that administrator and what they said. So put her on hold, see if she wants to pop back in, but I got to get everybody. Katie, thank you so much for your testimony. Okay, up next here, Jenny, thanks for holding, in North Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty freaked out. I mean, it's this UT study blows me away.
So am I. And we are first-time caller, but my husband and I, long-time listeners. Alex, just keep doing the good work because we need you out there, Alex, giving us the information that you give us. Just want to put a plug in. All people that are listening, Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield X2, Lung Cleanser, the pouches for your iPhone, Protective Eye Pouchers, Alexa Pure Breeze. I'm just a little bit disappointed I can't find the Super Silver Gel that you used to sell at one time, but unfortunately it's not on your info store any longer, and of course Knockout.
No, ma'am, the Democrats said that if I sold what's even sold in Walmart, that's sold in Walmart, by the way, so to let you know, under the official name, if I sell that, they will arrest me. And of course, it's unconstitutional, but I can't do it.
I'm disgusted. I'm totally disgusted with what's going on, Alex. But just let me get to my point. Four different incidences that I have just heard of. One family member took the shot, the two shots. She's elderly. Just yesterday found out that she was taken to emergency, inflammation of the lungs. But they don't put two and two together, Alex. Another friend in Vegas, her friend, took the shot, the Johnson & Johnson. Next day, she's 19, blood clot. She's in the hospital on a ventilator. Another one, a family member, his blood pressure is out of control. But Alex, I can go on and on. I am just so my husband and I are so disgusted as to what is happening in our country, in our world, and people need to wake up. They're like zombies, Alex.
They've been put in a trance, and now they're being brain damaged and physically killed. And, of course, you can give them the UT study where they said any COVID vaccine attacks proteins in the body and eats holes in the lungs, liver, heart, and brain. Can you believe that?
Yeah, Alex, we sent that pamphlet that you had. We sent it to our legislatures. We did not get a response from no one. I just want to pull my hair out of my head because I am just at a point. My husband and I are like, wake up, people! You are brain dead.
Well, you said it. Just keep fighting and keep praying and keep taking action. God bless you.
Incredible,
Jenny. Thank you. Okay, let's talk to Lynn from North Carolina. Lynn, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling because my child goes to University of Florida, and they got notified that if they don't have the vaccine, they're not allowed to come to work or school, and they have to do testing every 2 weeks. And the testing, they stand in this line with people that are sick and think they have COVID. They don't separate the well people. Then they pass around an iPad everyone has to sign. And then you're on the app. If you don't go do your test, then you're not allowed to come into work.
Well, that's right. Look, the colleges are collapsing. There'll be no jobs for most of these things soon. I'm sorry. You know, education used to be good. I'm not saying you're bad sending them there, but it's all going to fall anyways. And so some colleges are saying you can't leave the campus, you know, during your period there. This is cult programming, giant Milgram experiment. And so, you can go to a doctor and the doctor can say, oh, you have a history of allergic responses. Here's a letter. And so you're like, oh, you're going to make me take a shot when I'm not supposed to? There are ways to get around that. They're, I guarantee you the faculty's not taking the shots. They're just herding you in. And so he can either leave that place or he can simply go get a psychologist and say he has an anxiety issue and get a letter. Or you can simply give them a Nuremberg code and then they try to take him out. Call Robert Barnes. He'll file a lawsuit.
Yeah, he's almost done with his PhD, so you hate for him to leave, but...
Well, see, that's the thing. They're holding him hostage. And here's the deal. Maybe it doesn't hurt him right away. Maybe it never does. The point is now they're saying you need booster shots for this. And then you got to still wear your mask. I mean, our way of life's been destroyed. Until we totally dig out these globalists, things are not going back to normal. They're in control. They've got a media. We'll do whatever they're told. They've got unlimited money. They want to depopulate us. This is very sinister.
Sick, and you wonder what they're doing with bio data. You don't even know who's collecting your spit. They're spitting in these cups and giving your... You usually have to have a warrant to take somebody's spit like that.
Well, they're also... They've got lots of special vaccine lots, like these through the military. They're doing testing. You better know these universities are giving experimental shots to these guys and then bringing them through every 2 weeks. So this is medical experimentation, and why not? They're announcing the new booster shots are going to be patches with microglass that goes into your skin so they can track you. Did you know that?
No, but, I mean, I believe anything now, and I've protected my child my whole life, and now, you know, there's nothing I can do. Either you walk out and leave your degree.
Well, listen, he can lead a student group against it saying he has rights. Instead of leaving, he should lead a group against it, and they'll quietly call him in and say, we're going to give you a waiver. And then he'll know how evil it is, and he won't want to stop. He'll need to lead a movement against them. The answer is, if you get attacked and you lay down, you're crushed. If you get attacked and you fight back, you get stronger each time. You understand?
Should have put in the executive order that he banned mandatory vaccines, but he didn't ban coercion to take the vaccine. And this is coercion. It's force.
That's right. It's called.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Around you.
Can't you smell that smell?
Look, you're liable to see the public not working hard, the public being slovenly, the public being ugly. I'm pretty ugly compared to my ancestors. We're just not hard people like they were. And we're also eating all this poison GMO. And they're just slowly poisoning all of us. And their idea is if you don't know this and you don't mediate it and you don't get around it, you deserve to die. And I really wanted to spend a half hour today on the Antifa videos of them acting like police and attacking everybody and going crazy. And I'll try to play a few of the clips, but I'll have to do it on the Sunday show. But I said 4 hours of your calls with your stories. And I've been doing a pretty good job lately of getting to these calls because they don't want this heard. They want this shut down. But again, they're collapsing the economy and they're going to use a race war as the cover for the collapse and then blame that on the race war. And the guilt of the American people so the banks don't get blamed. That's the big one. Ties together with the COVID. That's a drill for martial law. But your calls actually are paramount above that. If I have the energy, I'm actually pretty exhausted right now for 4 hours. I usually take about an hour off to do some, you know, research. I call that off, not talking, before I go back on air. But maybe I'll pop in during the war room today. It's coming up here in about 8-9 minutes. with Owen Schroyer. I know he's got a big Friday show with a bunch of guests and calls lined up for you here on the InfoWars Network. Only way we reach new people is you sharing the link. So, again, I thank you all. This is a war, as you now know. But I want to finish up with James, Russell, and Daniel, and I'll play a few of those clips if we have time that I mentioned of Antifa. But they're all over the place. It's just insane. And they just normalize us with the cops standing there while they're coming to cars, pointing guns at people, get out of your car, and beating people up. And they sound like, you know, what the left says are bad cops. I mean, it's just because they want to be the cops. They're like pretending and LARPing. They're like a SWAT team stopping a bank robber. But they're not. They're just beating people up and attacking people. I mean, I couldn't be a cop and be around these people. I mean, it's just incredible. And they go, don't attack us while they attack you. The left is just trash. And I'm sorry, man. I love that with a metal baton, they start attacking them. We're going to slit your throat, all this stuff. I mean, it's just who they are, man. They love it. See, I can't get around that. I'd go King Kong on those people. I mean, I'm telling you, it'd be bad, man. I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but I got a real problem. You want to punch my buttons, be five or six people saying you're going to kick my ass. That punches the buttons, man. That the overwhelming group of people, that's when the big can of crazy man gets released. And that's when people start getting hurt really bad. I mean, even looking at it, I just, oh, my God. I mean, those people would have their noses torn off, their heads bashed in, and then, somebody probably walk up and stab me from behind. I don't even care because I just destroy each person one at a time. Only takes about 5 seconds to actually get a hold of them. And by the way, anybody can do this. Anybody can kill really easy. People have governors. I don't have one. And 5 or 6 people started fighting with me, even though I'm 47. I'm just young. I want to tear them to pieces. And I know a lot of you have that in you, too. And the left doesn't get that whole veneer is starting to peel away, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't have a governor. And, we all have that instinct when a larger group than us is there to either run away or fight. And me, I flight forward. And that's why this is so dangerous. They're really trying to start a civil war. All right, shut up, Jones. God, you're a loudmouth. Daniel in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just had two questions. One, I was going to see if you could, hold a call-in prayer session show, a segment hour for, on Sunday or Sunday night or something.
I think that's really smart. Or beyond that, people tell their testimony and talk about God and talk about how we need God. I mean, in fact, I don't think that's just an hour of a show. I'll do the next Sunday or a special show next week dedicated to God. You're right.
All right. Thank you. Because on October 12th, 2016, you prayed for Trump to win, and I prayed right along with you, and I think that granted the prayer. But the reason I was calling in was because my brother, he's a physician's assistant, and the physician basically owns the little thing and basically made him take the COVID shot. And I was wondering, can an employee take his employer to a small claims court?
Yes, here's the deal. It's very immoral to try to make somebody take something experimental that's not even approved. And so that's slavery when that person wants to rape you and put something in your body so that they say you're clean. What a cult where you're in a cult where they don't just brand you like Nexium, but they put GMO in you to show. It's crazy.
Right, exactly.
I mean, think about, if you're married, your wife, knows if she wants to have another baby or not. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, could you cite the Nuremberg trials and make them back down, if an employer was...
I would just say, listen, I don't want any trouble, but yeah, absolutely. Just say, hey, I take my vitamins, I'm not, the vaccine doesn't even protect you, this is a fraud, Bill Gates is going to jail. But people don't even push back. You got to push back, Daniel. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go ahead and take a call from James in Iowa. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I called yesterday. I was the one that called about my sister breastfeeding her baby and all that fun stuff.
And the baby having the convulsions?
Yes. So earlier today, I was catching up on other podcasts I was listening to. I listened to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and he was covering this document from John Hopkins. It's called Technologies to Address Global Catastrophic Biological Risk. I don't know if your crew can pull it up for you.
Say that. I actually saw an article on that. Say the name of it. Strategies to, say it again.
Technologies to address global catastrophic biological risk.
All right. Tell me more.
And basically, it addresses how they can basically force vaccinate like the entire population. They talk about 3D printing proteins and chemicals and biologics. They talk about how they can use drones to basically monitor the crops, and if there's, you know, certain, you know, insects or something in there, they can, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a total robot takeover of everything. But first they've got to collapse and sabotage human civilization so that we have to be saved by the robots and by the technocracy.
And
I mean, before Jeff Bezos can have 100-story towers that drones fly out of, delivering us everything and we're locked in our houses, they have to collapse things first.
Mm-hmm. And they even talk about, in this document, they talk about self-spreading vaccines, self-applying mRNA vaccines, drone delivery, remote location. Like, they can use drones to deliver these.
That's me. Oh, my gosh, we've got a deadly bioweapon out. You got to stay in your homes. The drones are coming. They haven't touched humans. They're safe. It's all been war-gamed. It's all in Klaus Schwab's documents. Say that again, because the crew hasn't pulled it up yet. I'm sure Mike Adams wrote an article about it. I know I saw an article about it, I think, this morning or yesterday. Tell us the headline again.
Technologies to address.
Technologies to address.
Global catastrophic.
Global catastrophic.
Biological risk.
Biological risk. Thanks for the call. We'll look into that and do something on it. All right, Russell in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I have a lot of healthcare professionals in my family, and one of the things that scares them the most is that there is a possibility that we're tainting our blood supply. What's the possibility of people who've been given the RNA vaccine being denied the ability to donate blood? What happens when you need blood transfusions and your RNA, and you have two different blood types that you're submitting, and they both have RNA factors from the vaccine?
Well, that's right. They're contaminating the entire planet. They're destroying everything. They're not just GMOing the crops now that on record cause deformities and mutations in lab animals. They're now frankenfruiting us. I mean, this is just a devastating weapon salvo. And it's an opening salvo, and it's a strong salvo. No consent, no record, know what it is, cover up of the deaths. I mean, this is a devastating attack.
Yes. And what do you do if you need an organ transplant or emergency blood supply, heart surgery, and so forth? When you're on anti-rejection medications and biologicals, and this RNA vaccine is transfused into you, and with all the...
No, you're absolutely right. I got a job. I appreciate your call. Great point. Call me back this Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m. I'm hosting both shows for 4 hours. Thank you so much, and God bless you. I didn't plug last hour. I'm going to plug this hour. We have a lot of great products back in. We have turmeric ultimate formula bodies for your immune system, for your joints, for everything. It's back in stock. It's amazing. 95% humanoid. We have Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy back in stock, 40% off. We have Winter Sun back in stock, 50% off. So good for your immune system, vitamin D3 and vitamin K. And we have Endgame Blue River Global Enslavement, the last week of the sale, runs through next week, where you get them for $3.95 a piece, and so much more. And we have Dr. McCullough's new book, COVID-19 and the Great Reset, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. God bless you. Owen Schroyer is coming up now on the InfoWars Network, InfoWars.com/show, and fan.video. The War Room, straight ahead.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with this.